When Senators Lieberman, Rockefeller, and Collins introduced their cybersecurity bill last month, it looked like it might be clear sailing at long last. Then a competing bill came from Senator John McCain and eight other Republicans last week. Each of those dueling bills will have a counterpart from the House. Joining us now to sort out the strong points of the Senate bills is former Ambassador David Smith. He is now with the Potomac Institute Cyber Center. Ambassador Smith, good morning. Thanks for coming on with us.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So I gather you think there's things to like in both of these Senate bills. So let's start with the good. What do you think are some of the positive aspects of each one?
Well, I think there's a lot of good. I think the point here is that we have a serious national security issue, and two teams of people have taken a crack at it. I think each one of them has got some strong points. And I think we need to, rather than having that duel, as you said in your intro, I think we need to have the best of both, and let's do what's right for the security of the country.
Well, they say that human beings and earthworms share about 90% of the same DNA. So what do these bills have in common that we can at least meld together initially?
Well, they're both trying to get at a problem, and the problem is basically this. What cyber does is it kind of inverts that traditional relationship between the government and the private sector in areas such as war. It used to be that most of the stuff you worried about belonged to the government. It was military equipment. It was government facilities. Now we're talking about, some people say 80, 85, 90% of the kinds of assets that we're worried about in a cyber attack are privately owned. How do you protect them?
Okay, and so do the bills get at that?
Yeah, I think both of them do in very, very different ways. Let's start with Senator McCain's bill, the more recent one. Senator McCain's bill tries to do this in what is a voluntary partnership between these privately owned critical infrastructure industries and the government. Now, there's a lot of good things in here. His protections for privacy, protection of the information the government would acquire is very, very strong. There's criminal penalties, unlike what you have in Senator Lieberman's bill. There's criminal penalties that are established, not only for violating the act itself, but for certain things like damaging a critical infrastructure computer. That would become criminalized. It sets up research and development and education programs. Its definitions of critical infrastructure are frankly much tighter. Problem is, it leaves everything to a voluntary situation. And the problem with a private business is you're always worried that the other guy is going to undercut you by not doing what you might volunteer to do. So you have a disincentive to spend that money that you have to spend on something like cybersecurity. That's where Lieberman comes in. Lieberman also has a lot of the things the McCain bill does. I think the McCain bill is superior on that privacy and protection of information, but it gets right at that privately owned critical infrastructure. It is mandatory. The secretary has to, in combination with business, define what a critical infrastructure is, then develop the standards, and then the industry can meet the standards any way it wants. It can buy the software, the hardware, hire the people, do it however it wants, but it has to meet certain security objectives. I think we need to put the two together.
And the McCain bill talks about achieving that critical infrastructure protection by, as you said, breaking down barriers to information sharing. First of all, are those barriers real? Are they a problem? And if so, does the bill do what it says it's going to do, break down those barriers?
No, the barriers are absolutely real because these people are in business, and their primary objective is to make a profit for their shareholders. So there's obviously a certain reluctance to hand certain kinds of information that could be useful to a competitor, just hand it over. So you have to have certain safeguards built in to what the government can do with your information, which third parties they can disclose that information to and under what circumstances, and protect you against legal liability for certain results that could follow the sharing of that kind of information. So the barriers are absolutely real. And what the McCain bill does is it sets up real serious procedures for dealing with that information and for the government also to share its information with these affected industries. Now, Lieberman does the latter. That is, it sets up a way to share. The difference is the McCain bill then basically leaves it to any industry. It says an industry can. The only industries that must are those industries that are doing basically computer work on contract for the federal government. Everything else is voluntary. So you still leave it to chance whether this electricity company, this water company, this airport, whatever it may be that's critical infrastructure, is actually going to do all of those things. And that's where Lieberman comes in. It makes it mandatory.
We're speaking with former Ambassador David Smith, now a senior fellow at the Potomac Institute Cyber Center. Now, back in the 1960s, there were some pretty serious electrical blackouts, and the federal government considered regulating reliability. So in response, the utilities got together and formed NERC, you know, the North American Electrical Reliability Council, which is a volunteer organization on their part. Can that model also happen for cybersecurity?
Well, it could. The problem is you're dealing with an array of industries that is much broader than just the electrical industry. I mean, you have to think about the things that we simply rely upon every day. It's electricity, it's water, it's airports, it's hospitals. By the way, the entire financial system. You may not own shares in a bank, but the reality is if our banking system goes down, we will all suffer. You can attack the United States of America by attacking that private industry. So you're talking about a pretty broad spectrum of industry here. Would that work? Well, it could. I don't see either bill taking it that way. I mean, one bill leaves it completely to chance and says, you know, here's some incentives, we'll protect your information, and it's the right thing to do, so you ought to do it. The other bill comes in and says, no, we're going to define, in cooperation with you out in industry, but we're going to define what critical infrastructure is. And once you're defined as critical infrastructure, yeah, you are going to meet these standards.
Now, you're no stranger to Washington politics. So how likely do you think we're going to get a comprehensive cyber bill anytime soon?
Well, people seem to be taking this one pretty seriously. You know, I don't know how many times you've heard senior officials say, this ought to be a wake-up call. We've had a few of them, and I think people have had the wake-up call and a few cups of coffee. People have got it. Certainly people... I think we should assume that the people on both sides of this in the Senate are people of goodwill and they're trying to do the right thing. So I think there's a pretty good chance. I think what we really need to do, particularly in an election year, is be careful that we don't start running advertisements against each other, hiring armies of lobbyists to try one group of industrialists trying to be in, another one trying to be out, and turn this into a battle. There are some things in both of these bills that we need to look at. Maybe, as you just suggested, there is a middle ground. Maybe there are some voluntary but nonetheless pretty strict guidelines that could be used with industry. And then, by the way, there's some ideas coming from third parties that need to be covered. For example, what do you do about the so-called Huawei problem, where you have industries in countries like China that may be selling compromised hardware in the United States? That's something that ought to be covered in the bill. So I think we all ought to put our hands in this together and work it out. I think there's a pretty good chance that's going to happen.